We Are Complete in Christ, October 3. By walking as Christ walked, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, Colossians 2:6. You are fighting for the crown of life. Live to please him who thought you of such value that he gave Jesus, his only begotten Son, to save you from your sins. Ever keep before you the thought that what is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Depend upon God for wisdom, that you may not discourage one soul in right doing. Work with Christ in drawing souls to him. Do your very best in everything you undertake. Jesus is your Savior, and rely upon him to help you day by day, that you may not sow tares, but the good seed of the kingdom. You must learn to see with your brain as well as with your eyes. You must educate your judgment so that it will not be feeble and inefficient. You must pray for guidance and commit your way unto the Lord. You must close your heart against all foolishness and sin, and open it to every heavenly influence. You must make the most of your time and opportunities in order to develop a symmetrical character. We are to be complete in him. As ye have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him. This means that you are to study the life of Christ. You are to study it with as much more earnestness than you study secular lines of knowledge, as eternal interests are more important than temporal, earthly pursuits. If you appreciate the value and sacredness of eternal things, you will bring your sharpest thoughts, your best energies to the solving of the problem that involves your eternal well-being, for every other interest sinks into nothingness in comparison with that. You have the pattern, Christ Jesus. Walk in his footsteps, and you will be qualified to fill any and every position that you may be called upon to occupy. You are not to feel that you are a bond slave, but a son of God.